Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Thursday, May 6, 2004. 3, 2, 1. An increase in the government majority in India could spell trouble for missions outreach. Christians continue rebuilding efforts under the hail of fire in Iraq. And a prayer task force encourages thousands to exercise their rights together in the National Day of Prayer. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in India, where 3 days of parliamentary elections are over and just one remains. If the current government receives even more of a majority, it could have negative results on evangelism there. Mission India of Grand Rapids, Michigan's Don Chapman says initially the majority had a less than expected showing at the polls, but he says yesterday's voting was different.
Exit polling data was swinging again the other direction toward the current government. If the government in power gains greater strength, then we believe the persecution against the church and religious freedom will be further curtailed.
Chapman says one proposal being considered could affect funding Christian work.
One of the objectives would be to cut off foreign funding to Christian organizations in India, because a lot of money from abroad comes in to fund much of the Christian effort that goes on in India today.
Next, a recent rash of kidnappings and murders of humanitarian workers in Iraq hasn't stopped aid efforts. For International Aid's Miles Fish, while things got tense and dangerous in Fallujah, their teams continued working because they weren't close enough to be exposed to the uprising.
We do not have any North Americans on site there. And the most recent reports that we have is that our representatives have not been affected by the recent violence. So we're continuing to hope and pray that that remains the case, and we're keeping a very close eye on it.
Fish explains their work is laying a foundation for ministry.
We have 4 health clinics that we set up. And it was our choice early on in this situation to set those clinics up actually on the premises of 4 different Christian churches. Our hope is that by our sending our support and our supplies through those churches, that those churches will be able to use our support to reach their own communities for Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. World Vision has reopened its offices in Iraq. This follows a temporary closure in April after a wave of kidnappings and murders of aid workers. World Vision teams continue to offer relief services throughout the war-torn country. Operations have resumed to full strength in northern and western Iraq. The teams are working to represent the name and love of Jesus Christ through their efforts to meet both the physical and spiritual needs of the Iraqi people. Elsewhere, under the threat of terrorism, Christians in the United States are gathering together today for the 53rd annual National Day of Prayer observance. The theme this year is Let Freedom Ring. Coinciding with this event is the Bible Reading Marathon. Director of the Capitol Marathon, Mike Hall.
Its connection to the National Day of Prayer is, of course, we feel we're laying the foundation for everything that's happening today on the National Day of Prayer.
The Bible Reading Marathon is partnered with Bible Pathway Ministries, a program that takes readers through the Bible in a year. Hall says freedom in truth appeals to everyone.
This year has been very poignant. Since 9/11, we've had reduced crowds, but nevertheless, there seems to be a spirit of optimism. Even though we're under threat of terrorist attacks, the government tells us, we have not had any diminishing of Christian schools to come or people from out of state. They have great confidence that we're going in the right direction.
And finally, Far East Broadcasting Company is praising God for inroads their radio broadcasts are having in Tibet. According to FEBC's Greg Harris, they began broadcasting evangelistic programs in the Kham language in Tibet in August 2003. Recently, FEBC received word that a Buddhist priest has come to Christ after listening to the programs. Tibet is home to 2.5 million people, and according to Operation World, there are less than 10,000 Christians. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book In the Image of God from Wycliffe Bible Translators, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features photos revealing glimpses of the Almighty reflected in people all over the world. That's In the Image of God from Wycliffe Bible Translators at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.